Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And on a Wednesday, we are revisiting the speech yesterday by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel to a session of Congress. And he said that negotiation over Iran's nuclear program, Alan, were proceeding on a false hope that Iran is acting in good faith. The Times editorialized shortly thereafter, saying the Prime Minister of Israel offered no new reasons to reject the agreement being negotiated to constrain Iran's nuclear program, but lots of support in the chamber.
Well, there's no question the Republicans invited him and they made a great show standing up and applauding as he said every word. It was a very effective speech. I watched the whole thing. It pulled at every heartstring that you could possibly imagine. Look, Americans don't have a lot of use for some of the denizens of the Middle East. And here is Israel, and there is a tremendous sense of being together with Israel in this country. Nevertheless, if you follow Netanyahu's logic, we will never have a peace with Iran. In other words, it's impossible. It's the same kind of logic with the Palestinians. You know, you talk about two-state solution, but you don't do anything to get there. Look, the people of Iran are not the people of some of the other Middle Eastern countries. This is a bright and concerned population. When given the chance, they elected a prime minister who was seen as a progressive, who is, in fact, as one of his top priorities, getting rid of the incredible burden of all of the sanctions that are on the Iranians. So do I believe that the people want a resolution in Iran? Yes, I do. Do I believe if they have their way, they would elect a president or even a chief ayatollah who would bring the country back into some kind of compliance, international compliance, so that they could continue to do what they've done in the past? I think the United States has an obligation to see this thing through. And, you know, there will be people who say, no, absolutely not. Netanyahu's right. They can never be trusted. Well, if they can never be trusted, then you can never have any kind of accommodation with them. And that's his bottom line. It isn't mine.
Big education rally in the Capitol today, Lobby Day, 2 days after teacher union-led protest of Governor Andrew Cuomo's education proposals. Charter school advocates are gearing up to make their views heard. The group Families for Excellent Schools says more than 9,000 people will rally at the state Capitol Wednesday for an end to what they say is the state's failing schools crisis and criticism over taking children out of school to come here.
Well, do you see the not-so-subtle hand of the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, in all of this? Look, he's a fierce charter school advocate. He has made that plain. He has embarrassed the mayor of New York, Mr. de Blasio, over that very issue. And there are those who think charter schools are a fine idea, except that what we really have to do is concentrate our efforts on making all schools better. I happen to be one of those people. Then we have some of these people who have become educrats. They make money out of this whole thing. They sponsor charter schools, or they put their efforts into creating charter schools where public schools used to be. Look, again, I don't mind charter schools. I do mind the idea that we don't put everything we have into making the public schools better. And if you bring 7,000 people up to lobby on one day and they get into the halls and they, you know, they have a rally outside and maybe even the governor comes and talks to them, it doesn't really solve the problem.